What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, NFL No Huddle Round 2. We'll make our picks against the spread coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. I think we're going to pick three of the NFL games and the national championship. So whatever three you guys want to go with. And then, of course, Ohio State and Notre Dame. We'll also play Sports Jeopardy in 20 minutes as well. But let's talk about these games. Let's just go in chronological order. Let me see if I have this right. Okay, the games will be on WAOK tomorrow, but both of the games on Sunday will be on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So you can listen to the games right here on Sunday. If you want to listen on Saturday, they'll be on WAOK. Texans and Chiefs. A lot of people talking about how they believe in the Texans in this one.
Yeah, we talked about it. Tooney will start at left tackle for them. I think they're probably their best option. Humphries is healthy, but, I mean, he's just not there.
I
think because of, you know, what you watched last week, obviously, you know, they were struggling, and CJ hits a big play, and then they get it rolling and end up beating the hell out of the Chargers. The thing is that those pass rushers, Will Anderson and company up there,
for Danielle Hunter,
yeah, and those guys, them rushing the passer with those corners, Lassiter and Stingley Jr., those corners matching up, because they can bump and run all day on them. Mm-hmm. They just really can't. They don't have any explosives down the field. Now, they just don't. I mean, they got word that he can go.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about those guys that are going to be out there. I just think that they can lock them up. Now, can Worthy get behind him and make a big play throughout the game? Yeah, he can. But that pass rush is going to be a problem for them. It's going to be tough for them. Now, the biggest thing with the Texans is that their worst part is – just like on the Chiefs, their worst part is their interior offensive line. And – the Chiefs have the best interior defensive lineman in the league, and Chris Jones, who's rested and healthy.
Yep.
He's going to wear that left guard and right guard ass out, because this is what happened in the damn Chargers game. They got worn the hell out. Mm-hmm. And so I can see that happening like that. And don't know, Joe Mixon got hurt in practice this week, hurt his ankle, don't know what his status is going to be. It is an Arrowhead, but I think it's a one-score game.
Yeah,
I do, think just so. How the Chiefs play.
I think so, too. Until I see it, I don't believe that they're going to start – like switching into Chiefs Terminator playoff mode like they have.
Right.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will, and then we'll reassess and talk about it for the AFC Championship game. But they played one-score games all year, and it seems like they'll probably do that. It is interesting, though, because it's strength on weakness when you talk about that edge rush of the Texans versus the Chiefs tackles,
mm-hmm,
and the interior pass rush of the Chiefs and the Texans interior offensive line. Like, it's a tough day to be a quarterback.
It is.
And both those guys are good, and they can move a little bit and all that, but that's going to be a tough day.
These quarterbacks are going to be harassed all day in this game. It just is what it is.
How do Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley tackle?
Oh.
Are they good tacklers?
Yes.
Because I think what the Chiefs are going to try to do is get the ball out of his hands quickly,
mm-hmm, yes,
onto the perimeter to those fast playmaking guys. Because I just don't think there's going to be time. Like you said, they might have time to hit a couple deep shots.
But the thing about it is that Worthy's a deep guy, but you have some great – they don't have enough time to get the ball.
Mahomes not going to have enough time to sit back there and let him get deep. They might be able to find a time or two to do it, but it's going to be a lot of quick passes to the outside. Yes. Those guys are going to have to wrap up and tackle.
Lassiter's a really good tackler. Okay. Stingley Jr. is a very good tackler.
Well, there you go. Good luck. I feel like this game's going to be – I think it's going to be a good game. It might be kind of an ugly game. This might be a grimy game.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah. Watch yourself, though.
All right. I don't think this one will be. I think this one will not be ugly. I think it'll be a lot of scoring in the Lions and Commanders. It's the only game that's in a controlled climate.
Right.
It'll be perfect conditions inside Detroit. The over-under I saw for combined punts was 5.5.
I go under.
Under.
I go under that.
Under.
But because the thing with Washington in this game is that Detroit is going to abuse the Commanders' defense.
Yes, they are.
They're going to abuse them. Yes, so that puts Dan in a position where
Bobby Wagner's supposed to play. Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah. I mean, but Still, they're gonna probably embarrass him. But the thing with Washington, when you talk about their offense, it's all about the quarterback, and it's all about, you know, trying to keep pace. So they're gonna go for it on fourth down a whole lot because they did it in the whole season, and so they got to figure out a way to keep track with this team, because I just don't see the Commander slowing his offense down at all, and they're back whole too, you know, and they can do that, you know, the double running back thing that they did all year. This might get ugly. I know
Montgomery, who is who you're talking about. Yes. Sounds like he's supposed to go.
Yeah, and then you look,
is huge.
But I just, you know, the Commander's offense is all about him. And Terry Glenn, I mean, he's a hell of a defensive coordinator. We saw what he did. Not Terry Glenn, but
Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn, thank you. And you saw what they did to Sam Darnold and everything like that. He's going to probably do that. Now, the biggest thing with Jaden is, unlike Sam Darnold, he can get out of the way.
Yeah, and he just doesn't panic.
And Darnold that's the panics. Biggest thing. He sees ghosts.
Yeah.
And Jaden don't see ghosts.
Doesn't.
But he's going to have he's like how we talked about with the national championship game, Ryan Leonard. He's going to have to do everything.
Yeah.
He's going to do everything.
No, absolutely.
Jaden's going to do everything.
He just, like, I think he'll be able to do a lot in order to keep it interesting.
Right.
But I just think the Lions offense is way too much. But I think there's a lot of points scored in that game. The Commanders are, I didn't realize this. I know everybody goes for it on fourth down now. Dan Quinn probably loves this go-for-it era as much as anybody. Dan Campbell does, too.
Yeah.
Commanders are the best fourth-down conversion team in NFL history. The best single-season fourth-down conversion rate of any team in NFL history. And a lot of that has to do with Jaden Daniels just being able to beat you in so many different ways.
And he's going to. He's going to have to do that. He's going to have to play his best game of the year, which I have no doubt. Now, if the Lions blank around and let them in his game, keep them in his game, and Washington get the ball last, that's your ass.
This is the one that, like, if the Lions lose this game, what a bummer. Like, what a gigantic letdown.
Yes.
To finally be the number one. They've never been the number one seed in the history of their franchise.
Yes.
Like, how do they deal with having a bye? Like, they've never had that before.
And
like,
that place
it's all
is
new for them.
Be oh, it's going to be rocking.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
That place is going to be rocking.
But if they find a way to mess around and lose this game, that's just going to be a devastating offseason, man. As good as they are, 15-2.
Because they're losing everybody.
Oh, they're losing everybody.
Oh, the coordinators.
Ben Johnson came back to try to go on this run.
Yes.
If they fall flat, man, so don't do that.
Yeah, man.
Because even if the Chiefs lose to the Texans, that sucks, and it'll be an upset. But Chiefs have won 3 out of the last 5.
Yeah.
It doesn't change anything about what their status is in NFL history. All they can do is build on it at this point. Lions lose this game. Like, that's crushing. Eagles and Rams, game 1 on Sunday, 3:00 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Eagles favored by 6.5 in this game.
Yeah, outdoors.
Cold.
Cold.
Weather.
But the Rams are whole. The Rams are whole as a team. The biggest thing with them is that can their defensive line, is about the Rams, can that defense keep Jalen in them in passing downs? Because if they let them run the football, because the one thing about the Rams, they're undersized. They're undersized compared to the big physical Philadelphia line. Mm-hmm. And if they let them lean on them the whole game, first of all, they're going to possess the football, and then that's going to keep the Rams off the field. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you're going to break because they're going to ride him. They're going to ride the hell out of Saquon in this game.
It feels like a huge Saquon game.
I mean, you remember last time they played him. Now, I know it was in L.A. and control virus and everything, but he had 300 damn yards of total damn offense. He had like, 275-yard run touchdowns and all that other stuff.
Is that good?
It's outstanding,
Andy.
Oh,
it's good. Okay.
It's outstanding, Andy.
That's a good day.
And so
it's like a high school player.
It's outstanding, Andy Bucker. Can they figure out to do that? And when the Rams are on offense, they got to be able to run the ball. They just can't let Stafford just sit back there and have to throw them in the game. He can do it because he's playing some really good ball. Mm-hmm. But we talked about it yesterday, his record and sub temperatures and all those different things. It's not very good.
No, hadn't been great in the cold. I don't know. I just love that group when he's healthy and they're healthy. I think the Eagles are probably going to win the game because they're a better team. But if they can find a way, and this is like the biggest if in the world because of how talented he is, if they can find a way to limit Saquon a little bit, get off the field, maybe. Because I still don't know where Jalen's at exactly. Because he didn't play great last week.
No, he didn't.
He played okay, but he didn't play great. And he's obviously coming off that concussion, didn't play at the end of the season. Like,
you better hold.
If they can find a way to, like you said, to make it where he has to be in the pocket and throw the football. Yeah.
The biggest thing that you don't want to get to if you're the Eagles is get into I got to get A.J. Brown the ball by forcing it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's upset.
You think he'll be reading his book on the sideline?
Probably. I mean, but they had to play. If they hit the tush push pass, you don't hear nothing about this. The fake tush push pass that Jalen missed. If they hit that, we don't hear nothing about it.
Yeah, third down.
Yeah, we don't hear nothing about this.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
I hope he's reading it the whole time.
Yeah.
All right. And then the marquee game of the weekend. They're all great games. But obviously, the matchup everyone's looking forward to all year. They played earlier, but for the playoffs. The Ravens and the Bills, Sunday night, 6:30, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In Buffalo, Baltimore favored by one on the road.
Yeah, I think this is all about whichever team does what they do the best. Meaning like this, can Baltimore just run over what the Buffalo Bills want to do defensively, and that's sitting with five DBs and all those sort of things? Can they do that? I don't know if Buffalo can do that. Buffalo's got to come out that nickel. They got to put some big bodies on the field. But the biggest thing with Josh is Josh them got to get out to a good start to keep Baltimore out of their big people.
Sounds like Zay Flowers is not going to be able to play for the Ravens, which is certainly a big loss for them. Buffalo just can't let Baltimore get out to an early lead like they last time did either. They were up 21-0 earlier in that game early in the season. Baltimore just ran the ball on every play and it was over.
You're sitting out there with little people. No. You're sitting out there with little – it's a big man football game right here. I'm talking about if you're Buffalo, you got to bow your neck. I know Milano and all those dudes. Milano's a little dude, though. He's a damn good player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
But he's a little dude. How do they go away from – something that Pittsburgh did was just crashing the ends and take away the dive from Derrick Henry. Then Lamar was going there, so obviously they got to come up with a game plan for that. But
feels like a big tight end game.
But I mean, both
especially got, with Zay Flowers
both
being
got
out.
Got but big, it, well, you know, you're talking
Andrews
about
Andrews and Likely
and them dudes right there. But yeah, if Baltimore can hold up against the run, now Sean McDermott's a hell of a defensive coach and everything like that. So, and you said it earlier this week when we talked about it. Well, I'm sure they're going to change their strategy. They still played that all year. They're right. Sub front. They can't win.
They
can't win sub front against Baltimore.
No, they'll get run into
they'll
the
get
ground.
They'll get their ass
Derrick Henry will run for 250 yards.
And then it's cold. And then that big ass dude. Yeah.
No thanks. God. No thanks.
Josh Allen's got to run the hell out the ball.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. And Cookie, too. And he's been great this year.
Yeah.
But, James Cook and Josh Allen have to be – I mean, you're not going to be as dynamic as a running duo as Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, but they got to be close.
Yeah.
To me, that's the matchup. It's those two versus those two.
They outrush Baltimore.
They win.
Yes.
Yeah, they win the game.
No doubt.
Absolutely.